Yeah, the situation in the beginning was quite weird, because Italy was the first country being hit, let's say, in the Western world. So no one really knew exactly what was going on. So at the very beginning, the communication also from the government was in a direction of calming everyone down, so to make everyone quiet, and there was no panic at all. So around like 3 weeks ago, there were the first cases in Italy, and after a week or 10 days, the government decided to shut down the school. And the first reaction, as there was no limitation for the people moving around, most of the people, especially the ones owning a property apartment up in the mountains, and this happens everywhere in the Alps, not specific about Bormio, decided to move the family up in the mountain, thinking about the fact that they can breathe clean air, and they can take advantage of the fact that the school was closed, so they could go skiing. And so it was quite unreal, because like in Bormio, there has been a week that was very, very, very crowded, especially because there was no restriction for the government in terms of the lift companies. And so what happened is that so many people moved from the cities up to the mountains, and I guess that across that week, we had the first contact with someone that was ill, and we had the first people that has been identified from the local community that has been hit by the virus around 1 week, 10 days ago.
And how have you seen it spread within the Bormio ski community?
So very luckily, the government reacted very quickly, and it shut down all the lift companies, the thermal center, and as a reaction as well, the commercial activities, the restaurant and bars, and hotels as well, of course. So the resort went back to let's say a normal community, as in low season, and I think it has been a very wise move, because having so many people in the community, as in any other resort in the world, in terms of assistance during an emergency, of course all the services are undersized compared to peak season, and to make to make the people move back to their homes in the seating, I think it has been very, very wise. So far, the situation in the resort is very quiet, of course, as during low season. There's no panic at all, because the primary services are guaranteed, so the hospital are working, with the food and grocery shops are open. If you need to go to the pharmacy, you can go. You are only requested to limit as much as possible your movement in the destination. We are not allowed to leave our municipality unless there's health issues, and most of the offices are working remotely. So more or less, this is the situation so far.
And how many cases of COVID-19 do you have now in Bormio?
Sorry, again, the audio is very bad. Do you mean how many people are being hit by the virus so far in Bormio?
Yes.
Yes, so far is 9 people. And those 9 people are half of them at the hospital, and half of them are at their home, and there are 40 more people that are, in most of the cases, like the families of these first 9 people that are being monitored as let's say potential people having hit by the virus.
And And what is the population of the ski town when there is no skiing?
So the population of Bormio, like the population, the permanent population, is around 5,000 people. And during peak season, it goes up to 25,000-30,000 people. And so, again, what has been very weird is that at the beginning of the crisis, no one knew how dangerous it was. So it was peak season. So there were so many people in the resort. And I think the government made a very wise move to reduce the presence of the people in the resort. And now the community is now back to 5,000 people living up in the mountain.
And are people banned from arriving?
Yeah, at the moment you cannot. This is happening everywhere in Italy. So you cannot leave your home. You can go outside just to buy food, or if you're not feeling well, to go to the hospital. I mean, you're not even allowed to go to the hospital. You just have to call the emergency number and people are coming at your apartment. So you are allowed to move from your home just to buy food or to go to the pharmacy. So, of course, no one is traveling on vacation. And I would say almost the entire population is sitting in their homes now.
And have you heard of people leaving Bormio and infecting others?
No, not so far. Again, there are these 9 cases that are evident, and there are at the moment 40 people being monitored that can potentially have been affected by the contact of these initial 9 people. I'm not aware of any other people that has been affected from the population in Bormio. I assume that maybe this number is growing in the next weeks, because the total shutdown and closure started 1 week ago, and the quarantine period is 14 days, as everyone knows now. So I'm assuming, again, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I'm assuming that maybe we can register some more cases across the next week.
And what was the date that the ski area closed?
Sorry, what is the date?
That Bormio ski lifts shut down.
Let me check. I lost track. It was more or less 10 days ago. Let me give you the exact date. So at the very beginning of the emergency, there was no limitation for the lift. And then the following week, there was a restriction, and only 30% of the capacity of the lift was allowed to access the lift. So a chairlift of 6 people, they can only access like 2 people at the same time. And again, this was like a restriction, but it was a positive message saying it is not that dangerous because you are still allowed. And then the final shutdown happened. It was announced in the evening of the 8th of March, and it was effected by the 9th of March.
So we are a week behind you.
Yeah, yeah. If I can give any recommendation, and again, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, but Italy was the first country. And to be honest, I believe that the government made an excellent job. The problem was that no one was really aware of what was going on in terms of how quick the virus was spreading around. So probably Italy lost like 10 days in applying every day a little bit more severe restriction. But the recommendation that I can give is just to apply all the restriction as soon as possible. You don't have to lose the same 10 days that Italy lost. You have the experience of what happened in our country and what is happening everywhere in Europe. So I don't believe it's making sense to lose 10 days and starting from shutting down one services and then the transportation and then the school and then the lift. Just follow the recommendation, and I really hope that all the government are taking this very, very seriously, as well as the people, and they are shutting down all the commercial activities and the places where people are having the opportunity to socialize, either it is a gym or a shop or a supermarket or a lift company. And it's really important that the population understand how severe is the impact on the let's say sanitary system of each country. And so everyone has to follow the recommendation just to avoid that the sanitary system is collapsing.
Yeah, thank you. What about skidding up the mountain or running or biking or exercising outside?
So there are two considerations on outdoor activities. Also at the very beginning, also in Borneo, people were saying, okay, it's fine, the lifts are closed, we're going ski mountaineering or running and mountain biking. So first of all, when the government says stay at home, it means stay at home. So you don't have to leave your apartment unless you don't need to buy food or to go to a pharmacy. Because if everyone is going jogging in a park, or up in the mountain, or is ski mountaineering, again, we are bringing people together, and the opportunity for the virus to diffuse is higher. And the second thing, which is also very important, is that since all the hospitals and the doctors are really under pressure, while the people are going outdoor and they are doing ski mountaineering, they are doing mountain biking, they increase the risk of getting injured and bringing extra and additional pressure on the hospital. And this is not the moment for doing that. So again, when the government says stay at home, it means stay at home.
Thank